Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday,
Happy
all.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Thank you, Brandon. How are you?
I'm so good.
Our guest today is the fabulous Brandon Uranowitz.
We're very lucky.
We are very lucky to have you
today.
I'm
the lucky one, you guys.
Oh, Brandon, please stop. We're blushing. Brandon is on a break from rehearsals for...
Burn This.
Which
Burn
opens
it.
When?
Tuesday night, the 16th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
A couple of days.
Home stretch.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
Home stretch.
I'm loving it. Yeah, I'm exhausted. Yeah. But loving every second of it.
Of course.
Truly. Hashtag booked and blessed.
Hashtag booked and blessed.
As the young
hashtag
kids say.
Hashtag grateful.
I love that. So many hashtags today.
Yeah.
Hashtag burn this. How are the audiences been reacting to it?
Oh, my God. They're insane. They're
really?
So great.
Yeah.
They're so great.
Had you seen the show before?
I've never seen it, no.
Okay, yeah.
I love it. Lanford Wilson has always been one of my favorite writers. I love it,
He's one of the best of all time.
And so for us muggles who perhaps don't do a lot of plays all the time, this is obviously there's not changes that are being done, but what changes do happen in previews? Is there anything going on that is let's try something
different tonight? You know, obviously with the blessing of the Lanford Wilson estate, some small little cuts here and there just to like tighten certain moments. And just like, you know, basic little simple staging things.
Gotcha. Focusing and just making everything clear.
Yeah, just making everything as clear and as active as possible. Yeah.
Indeed.
I'm so curious because the play's been around for almost 30 years now, or maybe it's been about 30 years?
More.
Like
87, 97, 10, yeah, more. A little over 30.
Do you like to do a lot of research on previous productions, or do you like to go in and create from the ground up?
Not necessarily. I mean, I do a little bit just to get an idea of the history of the play's life.
Yeah.
Off the page. Mm-hmm. But I'm never one to go, like, I'm not going to go to the, you know, archives and watch at Lincoln Center and watch.
Study the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I sort of want to figure it out for myself and find out who my Larry is, as opposed to Lou Liberatore's, who I'm sure would have just overwhelmed me and scared the hell out of me. You know what I mean?
And Larry is the name of your character, right?
Larry is the name of my character,
okay,
yes.
Great. Yeah, amazing, yeah. Amazing. Okay, so now we're going to jump all the way back. Brandon, where'd you grow up?
West Orange, New Jersey.
West Orange. So close.
Born and bred.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you?
Just like 12 miles out of the city.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Did you grow up coming to the city and going to see shows?
I tell this to everybody, so it's like old news at this point, but I was terrible at sports, obviously.
What?
Yeah.
How dare.
All right.
Shocker, right?
Shocker.
And so my parents were sort of looking for the thing that made their child's, you know, perk up and spark. And at the time, when I was a young child, like when I was three, Peter Pan with Kathy Rigby was playing
at
the Lunt. And they took me to see that. And they discovered, I think, what I was passionate about and what I was born to do. My mom said she was like watching me more than the show because she had never like seen me look like that before.
It just gave so much joy.
Like, I was just like swept away by it.
How old were you?
I was three.
Oh,
I mean,
my
it was probably
God.
Honestly just like the flying by Foy. You know what I mean? Like that was probably the thing that really sparked my joy.
That'll do it, but this sparked your joy.
Yeah,
I love that.
No, thank you, Marie. But like that's really it's funny how Peter Pan is a gateway drug because that was I grew up with. Well, I watched the original Mary Martin, but that
I did too on TV when they did that. I mean,
loved that. I was obsessed.
Wore the
with
hell
it.
Out of that VHS.
Same.
Yeah. So Peter Pan was the gateway drug.
Peter Pan was the gateway drug.
And then what other shows did you? Do you remember other shows they took you to that you were like?
Yeah, I mean, I became so obsessed with it. And what was really interesting and what was really beautiful, actually, was like, I don't think my parents, specifically my dad, had any reference point for theater growing up. I don't think they ever
really... What did they do?
My mom was like a buyer for a children's clothing store for many years, and my dad is in commercial real estate. So and he's always been obsessed with music. He's a drummer. Mm-hmm. But theater was never really on their radar. And my obsession with it sort of like awoke this obsession in my dad for theater too. And so he just became completely obsessed with theater.
Oh, really?
We saw Tommy six times. We saw Crazy for You six times.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like,
he like went all in.
He went all in.
Love
but
it.
But then it became, I mean, and it was also extremely expensive, so they had to like give me an annual limit for what I could see because I just wanted to see everything. But like I saw Phantom, Showboat, High Society. With Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick. Yes, that's right. Baby. Yes.
Just tons and tons of theater. So I was obsessed with it as a kid. And then I started going to this extracurricular theater school called Performers Theater Workshop.
Oh.
In Livingston, New Jersey.
What is the Performer Theaters Workshop?
It is, you know, where young kids can go to learn how to do jazz and tap. And then there's song interpretation, there's acting class, there's private voice classes,
God.
You can take private tap classes.
Oh my gosh.
And this is in addition to like regular school?
Regular
like after,
school.
So after you're done school. With school and after you would go, school. Yeah. You would like
spend well,
the
you know, while all of the kids went to sports practice,
I
went to play practice.
I mean, and where you grew up is an area of Jersey where there's a lot of like musicians, Broadway actors live there.
Well,
I
what
mean,
was amazing about Performance Theater Workshop was they would bring a lot of people on Broadway to come and teach.
Right. Right.
You know, like one of our jazz teachers was in Cats. Oh, we saw Cats, obviously.
Yeah. You have to. Yes.
Have to. Right. Les Mis, obviously.
Yes, classic.
And then, I mean, we'll get into it because I started working professionally, but I auditioned for Gavroche like at least 10 times. Never booked
really?
It, yeah.
And your parents were cool with you pursuing this as a career.
My dad was like obsessed with being a stage dad.
Really?
That is awesome.
He loved it.
So you when know. Did you start going to auditions in New York City? Sorry to interrupt you, but like when,
No.
You
know,
at what point was
like
it
there
a
were a
fandom
couple of,
versus
there were a couple of
it?
Kids at Performers Theater Workshop who got headshots, and then I was like, I want headshots. So I got headshots.
What were you wearing in those headshots?
And were they black and white?
It was like a houndstooth button-up shirt. Mm. And I'll try and find it and send it to you.
Please.
My face is so unbelievably intense. It's so crazy.
Just beats. Giving us beats.
Yeah,
beats.
But like
acting
drama
beats.
Oh, like yeah. No smiling.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's houndstooth. It's serious.
Yeah. No, just like, exactly. Yeah. It's just like a 10-year-old doing like Chekhov. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what it looked like.
Uncle Vanya Jr. will be playing next Wednesday in the cafeteria.
Ivanov.
In the basement of the church with a Performers Theater Workshop.
Yeah.
So they started, and like, everybody was getting these like, these little pamphlets, these books that they don't, I don't know. If you go to Drama Bookshop, I think they still make them, but it's like a guide of all of the agencies and casting directors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like
Ross
little.
Report? Ross reports, but similar, but like,
like in these little bound whatever.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So I guess people at PTW, Performance Theater Workshop,
acronym,
would
nice.
Show up with these things, and then my dad, of course, wanted to. And I wanted to pursue it. So our litmus test for it was they were doing a Vita at Paper Mill Playhouse with Judy McLean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was incredible.
Yeah.
As Ava. And they brought me to the audition for, like, the little kids ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. And I did that. It was 1996. So I was.
Wow.
I had just turned 10. And I did that, and they were like, okay, let's maybe this is a thing he can,
right.
Or maybe he is a little bit talented and we're not just, you know, like stars in our eyes, rose tinted glasses,
yes.
You know? And we met with an agent, they're no longer around, SEM&M, Schiffman, Ekman, Morrison, and Marks. Do you remember them?
No, I don't even think I heard of them. No.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah.
Started working with their youth division. And then I auditioned for A Christmas Carol that they did every year at
Madison,
the Garden.
Yes.
With
of
Mike
course.
Cochran and
Susan Stroman. Yeah.
And I booked that as a swing. And I did that. Also, hilarious story, our assistant director right now on Burn This is Nick Corley, who's an actor.
Yeah. Yes, of course. He's an actor. Yes.
And director. And we did Christmas Carol together.
What a small wild world.
Is that how, did you get your equity card doing
that? That is how I got my equity
card. And you were like, how old?
10.
Oh, shit.
That is how I got my equity card doing.
God bless.
So I had no idea that you were a child actor like that. I had no idea, Brandon.
I mean, there's a chunk where I did stuff, and then I stopped when I got bar mitzvahed for various reasons. But,
okay.
And we'll get there. Do you want me to talk about that now? Or do you want to go in like a linear?
Linear's not, I mean.
We go anywhere you want, but I have a question for you. We talk.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.